We're celebrating America's 250th birthday. 250 years, a look back.
On September 5th, 1778, a small contingent of colonial militia were ambushed near where the Chestnut Brook flows into the Papacton Creek in what is today the town of Neversink. The incident remains one of the most confusing events of the Revolutionary War. I'm John Conway, Sullivan County historian and co-chair of the county semi-quincentennial commission, and I'll have a look back at the Battle of Chestnut Woods right after this.
Fort Delaware Museum of Colonial History is celebrating America's 250th birthday this year with special programming, special merchandise, and a renewed synergy with the Minisink Battleground Park and the Battle of Minisink. Fort Delaware is a living history museum telling the story of colonial America through the lives of those who lived in Cushatunk, the first permanent European settlement in the Upper Delaware. A visit to Fort Delaware will immerse you in the colonial era. You'll learn about the hardships of living on the frontier and how and why the Revolutionary War divided the settlement, with some residents remaining loyal to Great Britain and others embracing independence. It's the perfect place for a family outing this year as America celebrates its 250th birthday. Fort Delaware is located on the Upper Delaware Scenic Byway at 6615 Route 97 in Narrowsburg, New York. Reopened for the 2026 season, Fort Delaware is owned by Sullivan County and operated by the Delaware Company.
It is not unusual for various accounts of occurrences from the Revolutionary War to differ in detail, but few incidents have resulted in such widely disparate versions as what transpired at Chestnut Woods. It all began with a Loyalist attack on the settlement of Pine Bush in the town of Rochester. Two men were killed, buildings were destroyed, and a young boy was kidnapped. Many accounts of the attack blame it on the Mohawk Joseph Brant and his marauding band of Loyalist and Iroquois. But most historians agree that it is most unlikely that it was Brant's work. Troops were dispatched from Fort Honk, led by Lieutenant John Graham, although some sources say he was a sergeant. The men under Graham's command numbered either 18 or 19, or 20, or perhaps even 21. Although most accounts of the battle list three men killed at Chestnut Woods, others claim that all but three men were killed. Recent research into the events of that September suggests that neither of those may be accurate. A plaque erected at the site in 1920 lists those killed at Chestnut Woods as John Graham, Adam Ambler, and Robert Temple. But there are no military records for either of the latter two names. In all likelihood, they are Adam Ambler and Robert Semple. Curiously, Adam Ambler is also listed among those killed at the Battle of Minisink on July 22, 1779. The difficulty of finding accurate accounts of incidents like Chestnut Woods is understandable, but nonetheless frustrating. A Look Back is a collaboration between the Delaware Company and the Sullivan County Semi-Quincentennial Commission, produced exclusively for Bold Gold Media. I'm John Conway.